clear with the Hakir, the Choshed, then Tali the Choshed out of copper. But Mari Tatsoikis, with the mirrors of the ladies who gathered. And she had some of the Pentecoy Omoi, those who gathered at the Pentecoy Omoi. This is a very famous story. So what were these mirrors? Let's look over the Rashi over here. The Rashi tells us, but then she's throwing Holy of the Yom Mari. The Venice throw the ladies, they had a collection of mirrors. Everybody had a mirror. Ladies need a mirror. Sharoy Koy, Shane is custom. They looked in the mirror to dress themselves up. Ta'af oysom le'ikvu. And these mirrors, they did not withhold them, Milahavi, the Nidvas, the Mishkan, from arranging them for the Mishkan. Well, Moshe went. Moshe was unsure whether to accept them. If they shall see the inside out, the purpose of the mirror, the ladies can dress themselves up, and this is my own, I'm going to say, I'm going to go to Shporo, and I replied, no, Kabel, you should accept it. Ke'elu chavivin alayim in Akon, on the contrary, because Shporo was very happy with these mirrors. Sha'alivin, using this keli, ha'lidu ha'noshim tzivois rabbis for Mitzrayim, this is what the ladies used in Mitzrayim, to bring out families, and Rashi goes on to explain, when the men arrived home from work, very tired out, the ladies as well dressed themselves up and aroused the desire of their husbands. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu was very happy with these mirrors and he accepted them for the Nedova of the Mishkan. So one pshat question. Why do we find this concern over here? Earlier on in the parasha, actually in the passage we looked at in the last year, by a royal Anoshim Al Anoshim, we said the men came along with the ladies and they donated all types of jewelry. All types of jewelry, and we don't find recorded over there any such concern of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first concern, whether to take it, yes, no, he consults the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The ladies' jewelry was perfectly happy to take it. No concern that maybe these things are for the purpose of arousing Yitzhara, it's not appropriate to take them for the Mishkan, no questions asked. Moshe Rabbeinu took it. When it came to the mirrors, then Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, I'm not sure, we have to consult the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives his consent. Why? What's the difference? Both of these kelim are for the purpose of many dressing up, which arouses the Yitzhara. What's the difference?
Jewelry also?
Yeah.
It's not for them with the Aisha as well, it's to speak for them themselves, it's not. I don't think. I mean, then I'm wondering. Are men aroused by wearing jewelry? I mean, it's not as
especially for the sake of the woman to beautify herself. What's the purpose of her beautifying herself?
But, I don't know.
We do find that so generally in Chazal. Certain tashitim seem to be great with certain. Oh, for different purposes in the Mishkan. Yeah, they were for different purposes, that's true. But either way, they were used for the Kalim of the Mishkan. I mean, could be there's many different machshavas how you can answer this question. I want to share one thing that I saw over here in the Gur Aryeh, where he answers as follows, that there's a big difference in the way that they were used, i.e. the mirrors that were used for the purpose of forming the kiyot. In what way were they used? There was no need to form the kiyot to melt them down and form them into entirely something else. These mirrors were seemingly flat sheets of copper. And to form the kiyot, basically they had to be, I suppose, bent a little bit and welded one with the other. But the original basic item was still there. When one used jewellery for the Mishkan, there was no way to use it. It wasn't used in its original form. It surely had to be melted down and completely reshaped, reformed into something else. It's like we find the Gur Aryeh compared it to the concept of Shinui, and we find in the Gemara that certain things that, for example, in many contexts we find this, for example, where there's a passage that tells us that a payment which is given to a Zoynah, Etnan Zoynah, cannot be brought as a Koron. It only gives a Zoynah a present of Chitah, and cannot use it as a Koron within the Beit HaMikdash. But if you give it a Chitah, grinds it down into Kemah, and makes it into a mincha, then yes. Why? Because the shinui transforms it into a new item. It's something else now. Lost the data of what was before. So in the same sense over here, The mirrors were used basically in their original form. Sheinke and other tachshitim were used after being melted down, after being formed into another item, after a shimmy, and therefore no concern. Sorry? Yeah, okay. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was a big deal to consult the Kutzfor. Maybe it was better to do it, and it makes it this way. Okay. I'd like to just take this sort of idea further. Let's look a little more into general applications of mirrors in halacha. What do we find written about a mirror in Chazal, in halacha? So, one place where this comes up. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says a surprising thing. The Mishnah first tells us, "Ein mistaprin mehen." That's halfway down the sheet, Mishnah Avodah Zarah. "Ein mistaprin mehen b'chol mokim." One should not take a haircut from a non-Jewish barber. Which is applicable nowadays, but this is what he says in times of Chazal. One should not take a haircut from a non-Jewish barber. Says Rashi, why not? Especially in those times, how were they doing haircuts? They didn't have hair-cutting machines and things like we have. They had very sharp instruments, types of knives and razor blades. Obviously, only in the places where it's mutter to use it. And
wasn't Haman a barber?
Haman was a barber, yeah.
And
they asked me a kasha on this thing, so maybe we'll see in a minute. Right here. Good question.
That's a good business, if I could get all that money.
Ooh, Haman.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a good business. I can't imagine that you get very rich being a barber. Maybe, yeah, after he turned his hand to some other occupation, then that's where he made his fortune.
Became a politician.
Yeah, a bit more profitable, yeah. So it's hard to believe. And then Nagarita Usha from San Obama, yeah. Okay, so why don't we take a haircut with a Gentile? Says Rashi, Shemayatek Savore Batar, because here you can't see what's going on in the back of your head. He's wielding this sharp instrument, and Chalilah, he could want to harm you, with a tiny neck. So you don't. Don't take a haircut. But the Gemara says about this, there's a particular occasion, a particular situation when it's mutter. What can you do? Yisrael and his tatim are literally hot, instead of the Gemara, bring them right. So, a yid who is required to take a haircut, only available barber is a goshen barber. So there's something you could do. Roya the mare. Take a mirror. Constantly look in the mirror. What does this help? I would have thought something different. But you look in the mirror, you can see what the guy is doing.
It's too late.
It's too late. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's too late. By the time you see, it takes a second, obviously. No. The Gemara says something else. Kimin the Ikam mare. Since you're constantly looking in the mirror, says the Gemara, mitzchadi ha'odom koshen. You look like you're an important fellow, a high class, important, I don't know who you are, some great shot, and the guy is scared to start up with you. Since you're constantly looking in the mirror, he sees you obviously very concerned about your appearance, you feel very important. Obviously, you must be some grand rabbi, or I don't know who it is, and he feels scared to start up with you. So that's the eight, so that's what you should do. You should look in the mirror, and the guy will not want to start up. So Tosfos and the other Rishonim over here discuss in more detail the halacha of looking in a mirror. That's a little bit surprising, but is there anything wrong with looking in a mirror? Why should there be anything wrong? So we're going to see. Yeah, what's the reason for that actually?
Not to see how one looks,
I'm really not sure. I know that minute, I'm not sure what the reason for it is or where it comes from. I don't know. Okay, we're going to see. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe once at the beginning, maybe we shouldn't do that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the old minhag Yisrael, I think it's a sort of new
looking,
thing.
Looking at yourself, looking at the feeling of two different
things. Yeah, okay, that's true. Okay, so let's look what Tosfos says. So Tosfos raises a student in Gemara regarding looking in a mirror. He quotes, first of all, Tanya B'Tosfos. There's a Tosfos which says that all this applies with a goy. But Minah Kutzi, there was a certain sect of the Kutzi who were sort of partial Gerim. Ein Roya B'Mari. If you're taking a haircut with one of these kusim, Ein Roya B'Mari, you do not look in the mirror. Explain, for instance. The fee she'enos chashudim al shvichus domne. Here there's no these kusim, as we said, they were partial gayrim. The situation was there was no concern that they want to kill you, no concern of shvichus domne. So you don't look in the mirror. So this is to understand, not only does one not need to look in the mirror, it is saying that when there is no shvichus, when there's no concern of the shvichus domne, one should not look in the mirror. One should not. Now why is that? So this is what could be wrong with looking in the mirror? So to understand, mashma, what's wrong, shall osur le'ish l'riz b'mar, that a man shouldn't look in a mirror. Why? V'nerek hi hatam mishum lo yilbash gever simlas isha. In the same sense that a man does not wear the clothes of a lady, we find that not just the clothes, but the huadim, to sort of beautify oneself, or to engage in activities of beautifying oneself in a fashion similar to what ladies do, one shouldn't do. So that is what he's saying. That's a factor that if you're having a haircut with a kusi, you don't look in the mirror, because when there's no need, when it's not chashash shvichas domim, it's chashash shvichas domim, that's something else. That's with the God. But when there's no chashash shvichas domim, there's no need, so you shouldn't look in the mirror. Why is it a toisus? Because it's a type of lo yilbash. Like we saw before, the ladies, they beautify themselves by looking in the mirror, and men shouldn't look in the mirror, lo yilbash. I don't know, but you can only say that it doesn't seem that it's been in a sort of critical sense, right? That's anything more.
Also,
if this guy goes and kills the top head chief guy, I don't know, he'll get, there'll be some repercussions. All the Jews won't come to him, I don't know what will happen. So he's scared.
Only Adam Pashut looks in the mirror at the time of the memory?
Well, that's what it seems like. That might be what it is, maybe not more than just taking the odd glance in the mirror, but just, put on a show that you're very concerned about your appearance, like, in a really exaggerated way.
Okay.
But that gives the impression of being an odd person.
There's no possible person having a mirror talking about you.
If you're right with your own mirror, that's like a maybe.
Given
the Ikka Mari, I hear. I mean, the thing, maybe the chapter, you come with your own mirror, it's more of a the real right. Here he is, he comes with his mirror. Okay, let's come back to the. So Tosis resides in one place that one should not look in the mirror, but Tosis raises a spear. We'll read all this. So this raises a contradiction. There's another Gemara which talks about a particular Shabbat related halakha. So beloved Mishnah Berurah with the Seder of Dirshan, I think beloved this recently. There's a particular type of mirror that existed in the times of Chazal, which had a very sharp edge on one side. It was a sort of two-purpose cave. You could see yourself in the mirror, and if you saw you had some extra hairs or something out of place or you wanted to cut off, you could actually use the sharp edge of this cane to cut them off. It was a mirror and a sort of knife all rolled into one.
It was
a shiny metal piece of metal, I imagine, a very shiny piece of metal, and one could use it to cut off any extra hairs that were in the way. So you looked and you cut it off straight away. I mean, two purpose cane, dual purpose. So the Gemara says, one shouldn't look in this cave on Shabbat. Why? Because since it's used for also cutting off hair, so the next stage is, and you look at it, you see the hair down, by mistake you cut it off, which obviously you can't do on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, don't look in it on Shabbat. So Tosfos is Mazayin. Right, don't look in it on Shabbat. But during the week, it's much more than you can look in it, just on Shabbat, not. But during the week, yes. I said, Tosfos, we were just Mazayin from the Seder. That if you're having a haircut with a kufi, you don't look in the mirror because I'll be concerned of you, but give it a similar isha. So is it a problem for a man to look in the mirror? Yes or no? So this raises this contradiction in Chazal. And the one place is mashma that one shouldn't look in the mirror, and the other place is mashma that there's no problem. So Tosfos says that Gemara, which implies that you could look in the mirror during the week, it's talking about a lady. A lady on Shabbos you could look in it, and during the week not. But a man shouldn't ever look in the mirror. But then Tosfos adds a very, very important, so this phrase, of course, a very, very important exception to this whole class. Tosfos is coming out at the moment that a man shouldn't look in the mirror. But, says Tosfos, in the second paragraph of the Tosfos, Umir, Eino Osur ki im leisnoi. The prohibition here is simply to beautify oneself. The other, in that situation, you should then there's the concern of the Yulbash Gesh. And for the stuff of the Galea, but for practical purposes, to have a haircut, to cut one's beard, the lyrics of marriage, the Yechol Ba'atma, and to see that one shouldn't cut oneself. Or if you should make a shenayim, some concern of Rapua, one has to do something in one's eye. That's for sure. Reboiting liver through your hair. And the one above who sees what's in a person's heart, he knows why the person's doing it. You're doing it to beautify, no? And if you're doing it to some sort of practical purpose, then it's permitted. There is a second approach to the stira in the sources in Chazal, which is the approach of the Rav. The Rav says that we should differentiate between a place where there's different places. Depends on the minhag hamakom. There's places where it's the minhag hamakom, but only ladies look in the mirror. It's a very ladylike type of activity. If it's a type of place where only ladies do such a thing, so then in those types of places, for a man indeed there is a concern of lo yom bashkeva. But in places where it's usual for men to look in the mirror as well, then there's no concern of your mashkeh. It all just depends on the minhag hamakom. So basically what we're coming out with is that regarding this concern, could there be any concern for a man to look in the mirror, is it a problem of your mashkeh? Similar to Isha, we're coming out with two occasions when it's not a problem. A, what Tosfos says, that if you're doing it for sort of practical purposes, to cut your hair and not cut yourself for some purpose of refuah or put on a cream, something like that, no problem. And the round that it depends on the something in that place. If it's usual only for ladies, then it's a problem. But if it's usual for everybody, then there's no problem. The Ramah, bottom line, halacha, the Ramah quotes both of these exceptions, both of these leniencies as being halacha. So either if it's usual in that place for ladies to look in the mirror, or I'm doing it for any purpose, any sort of practical purpose, just not to beautify, it is mutter. Let's jump to the bottom of the Maramakam on the paper. We'll see something practical which the Teferi Tzitzur says about these halot. He says that having said what the Ramah, based on Tosfos, said, that any situation where one's doing it for a practical purpose, not to beautify, i.e. to cut your hair so you can see what you're doing, to things like that, in case, says the Teferi Tzitzur, based on this, the Chol Yotzei Lachutz, every time one needs to go out into the street, the Choshish, one is concerned, Shiyu Motzei Tzitzur, when there's a little fluff on your hair, or your little Tzitzur, or some little dirt on your face, or Shum Shilik, the Rabbah Bekoiva, or something not exactly right, in your clothing or in your hat, a few rat stoppings, even if it's just a topic that there might be. Yeah. You don't know for sure that there is something that needs to be removed, but maybe there is. Just check it. Everything, you look okay. Afilo Hoki Shari. All that is included in this permission of the Tosfos and the Ramah, that anything which is not to beautify oneself is okay. All that is included. And it says in front, particularly with Manazeh, nowadays, Shekhovi Tatoira, but when it's saying that the Mizeh, Kvar Yorla Akhiranis Esem Manus, and if you wrote, about 150, 200 years ago. Nowadays, the common authority is so low, and the respect people have for B'nai Torah is so little, other on the contrary, Shiur Valeda is incumbent upon us, Lahakbid al Kavoda, to be very careful with the covenant of Torah, Lizalila Hashpilo Yoyta, not to let it drop any further, Vishayir Lizchoy Be'ene Abrid, and if one would not pay attention to one's appearance and the concerns, maybe you have a little dirt in your clothing, you'll come, chas v'shalom, to lower the kovod ha'Torah, the main abris. They'll say, ah, look how the Bnei Torah go, look how those observant Jews go, not properly put together, dirt all over their clothing, etc., etc. So anything which is being done with this l'shem shamayim intention in mind, it certainly no problem. Okay, let's turn to another interesting application of mirrors in halakha. This might be something related to the base of Allah, I'm not sure. What is the deal?
When the reason we dress the way we dress, then hearing from someone who is not religious, that this is because we have to be, that what the Torah and Mashiach tell you to dress properly, so part of the package, so you check oneself and nothing out of place.
Yeah, it's certainly important that one should, especially if one wants to meet up with other people who are less religious or less observant, very important to be concerned and pay attention to these types of things. Okay, let's turn to another not related to halacha, but also an application of mirrors in halacha. Now there is a halacha that one should not daven in a place where there are pictures on the wall. Habagodim, which have designs on them, types of wallpaper in their time, people made tapestry and things and put it on the wall. Apple teacher ain't on bone, something which is flat, it's not 3D. Ain't nothing, it's not correct, it's not properly palo connector. The darkness in front of them. Then yikreloy is palo, if it does happen, then there's a beggar there, something with some sort of design, some sort of picture. Yalim ain't on, one should close one eye. Now the reason for this halacha is simply a halacha of not a chashash of his or anything. It's simply there's a Mishnah Berurah. Shnei mabit b'tziyura v'lo yechavim b'tzilot. If there's pictures and things in front of you, it disturbs from the kavanah of tefillah, and that's why there's a simple answer to close your eyes. If it's no other place to daven, you close your eyes. Yes, fair enough. Yes, provide you know the Torah well. If you don't know the Torah well, it's a problem.
It helps you to look down, but you don't look at the
face. There's no other age that we can do that. So, I believe that there is nothing. Then adds the Mishnah Berurah, another halakha. It seems at first similar, but it has a different time. Also, it is part of the negative hamara, which is not down towards a mirror. Why? The Mehdi can ishtakbe liba boyo shaloi. There's a certain sort of rare avodah zarah over here. It looks like, not chavivah that it is, it's really one's intention, but it looks like one is bowing down to one's own reflection. But I knew, and this halacha after your own stomach. This halacha applies even with closed eyes. It's a bit sukhar if you have open eyes. But that's not the office. Anyway, office exactly the same as doubling in front of all pictures and designs. Mishum bittul kavana. But hey, even if you'll close your eyes, there will also be an issue because there's some concern over here in front of a reflection that it looks like you're bowing down to the reflection.
But that happens a lot for our bow
window. Oh, so let's come to this in a second. A window which is also a reflection, but usually a much less clear and much less. Not as much of a clear and sharp reflection as a mirror, but there sometimes there's a reflection in a window or something, other things that could be around. Now let's look at a very interesting thing over here. The Maharsham, in the Great Gedolim of about 100 years ago, mentions this halacha, and he asks an amazing question. The first line, so it's pretty much clear. Abul Haray. Well, what is the great problem in this? Haray, gam ha'tzur nechtefes, kishu kreshet etatum. What's the concern? It looks like you're bowing down to this reflection, says Ray. In the mirror, when you bow down, so what does the reflection do? It's bowing also. So you're bowing this, it's bowing to you. It doesn't look to me, says, that there's any concern that it looks like I'm a lot over here. You know, if the reflection was bowing straight and you bow down, you could hear. But you bow down and the reflection bows back, it doesn't look like I'm a lot.
What does it look like? It looks like
someone
bowing down to you.
What? So you're saying hello. The Tanakh, and the other reason, she comes from Makat Tashekha, which means that the other possible reason which there is over here, Loi Shai, which ain't on the spirit, then you can blow your eyes, that can be got around. But the Pilas Shekhar Tamtis, then he continues, according to what I've written, the Haile Tomua, I find this reason, there's a concern that it looks like you're bowing down to yourself, is Tomua, it's typical, in Kain Yesh Lahokro Bishar Tadaka. There's the Marasham, in a typical situation, one could be made. The Kama Ba'omim, this comes towards Rodan now. Ms. Dabin, it sometimes happens, Shem is Palo Balayah, at night. Near it, Fail Ha'odon, but close to you, you can see a sort of shadow or something. Negadam is Palo in front of you. Then one could be made. Perhaps in this situation everybody agrees. Here the end of the mamish, this is not a clear reflection, it's just a type of shadow. And in addition, you have the other logic that he added it, he doesn't see the whole kashash so strongly. So in a situation where it's not such a strong reflection altogether, he says you can be made. Okay, stop here for today. Sure, good day.